Morning, children. So today I was going to talk a little bit about obeying your parents. I know you guys probably hear this a lot, but it's always good to have another reminder, you know. So everybody here just love to listen to your parents. Like, always think that it's really fun, or you sometimes think they're just being too picky. I know it seems like sometimes you can think, well, they never let me do anything fun. Well, they actually really care about you and want to protect you both physically and spiritually. They're not just being picky and trying to make you have a miserable life. They actually care about you. I have a story here about a little boy who was protected from something really dangerous because he listened to his dad. It says, Justin lived in a jungle in a land called Congo. Many wild animals roam in this African country. Justin's parents loved God. They told the people of Congo about Jesus and the Bible. Justin helped his parents. When his father talked to him, Justin listened carefully. He always tried to obey his parents right away. When Justin forgot to obey, trouble came. If he did not put away his clothes, his shirt slid onto the floor and got all wrinkly. Sometimes his shoes hid in mysterious places. I doubt you guys have trouble with ever losing any of your clothes, do you? When Justin ran outside, he watched red ants march through their homes in the ground. Lizards scurried over his bare toes. He gathered orange and white cannas with long stems for his mother to set in clay pots. But Justin knew that he should never go into the jungle. Dangerous animals lived there. One day, Justin was playing under the leafy bubinga tree near his house. Suddenly, his father called, Justin, come quickly. Justin looked at the hut he was building. It was a lovely hut of sticks and cassava leaves. It was nearly finished. Run as fast as you can, father shouted. Justin obeyed. He dropped his handful of leaves and dashed for their house. He flew into his father's arms. Father caught him and hugged him tight. His chin shook in a funny way. Look at that tree where you were playing, father said. Justin gasped. The skin on his neck prickled. A huge, ugly snake twisted alarmingly in the leafy rubinga tree. Aren't you glad it didn't fall on you? Asked Father. Yes, Daddy, Justin shivered, and I'm glad I came right away. You were playing right under it, Father said as they watched the snake slither away. Father clasped Justin close. It could have dropped down on you and choked you. Let's thank God for protecting you, said Father. Yes, Justin agreed. And if he would have not listened to his dad or thought, he's like, well, Dad, I'm trying to play, it very easily could have killed him. And I have a illustration here. I wasn't sure if Nate wanted to help me out a little bit, so I don't know if you want to put this on for me, this air tank. You just put it on like a backpack, basically. So. You put your waist strap on first, it looks like it. And tighten it up. And then this, you just put this across your head and then pull it down. And then pull the bottom straps back as tight as you can. Pull it down more underneath your chin. Good, right there. Yeah. And now snug it back. Okay, hopefully there's air in the tank. We'll see. Now suck in. Sucking it. Can you breathe or no?
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't think it's working, is it? Oh, it is. Can you feel it coming beside your cheek?
Maybe I don't have it down. There you go. Try that.
There you go. Okay, so we're going to pretend that there's carbon monoxide in the room. I don't know if you guys know. Does anybody know what carbon monoxide is? So it's a colorless, odorless gas that actually it replaces the oxygen in the air. And when it's like you don't know it's there. So Nate didn't know why he was putting it on, and if he wouldn't have listened to me, he could have possibly, I mean, within minutes you can become really sick or even die from it. But you have no idea. He probably thought it was kind of dumb the mask isn't very nice to wear and it's kind of heavy, and he didn't think it was. You can take it off if you want. Thank you.
No problem.
Anyway, yeah, if he would have not listened, he didn't know that there was carbon monoxide in the room, and he probably wouldn't have known it until he was passed out or possibly died. And that can kind of be the same way with our parent. Like, as far as our parents, they see things that they know is going to hurt us, and they tell us to not to do that. It's for our protection. In Ephesians 6:1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." It doesn't say obey your parents if you feel like it. It says obey them in the Lord, for this is right. So just a reminder, remember the next time your parents tell you to do something, just obey them, because it's actually for your protection and for your good. I think that's all I have. So, thank you.